get my dog out of the cage. This is the way you cast me. The teachers is chivas. The teachers is chivas. So he also agrees that there are two parashas in Tzitzis. The parasha in Shlach, which is expressive of the mitzvah and the gavre, which depends upon the ituf of the beged, and then the parasha, the posik in Kiseitzein, in Vorim, of dealing with Asel Kamfik Susho. That is expressive of the mitzvah and the chetzit. But there is one machlekes. They both agree that it's not the gavra that is mechayev and it is insofar as the posik of doing the tasek of kamfik susho is concerned. But the chetzit requires tzitzis. The chetzit. But what kind of chetzit? Imalush. So the mandor malush says chivas mane, says that it has a chalishem malush if you don't play one. Even if it's in the closet all the time, it has a chalisha malush. The Madonna who says chalis gavre says, true indeed, there is a mitzvah sitzis and chetze, the beggar, the malush, when do you have a chalis the malush? If you put it on, it's a malush. But if it is, if it's in the drawer and in the closet, it's not even a malush. When does it become a chetze of malush? If a person is lovish, so then once he is lovish in it, then it's chayim tzitzis on two scores. First of all, because of the posse, also and tzitzis are come to be there. And then once he is lovish, so it certainly is an lovish. Even according to Mandoma, who says it is gavre, so it's chayim. There is one difference in our relationship. Insofar as the mechayev of the gavre is concerned, mitzad the posik of the Russell and Tzitzis are coming with them is concerned, so it's only, it depends upon a ticket. And if there are some Rishayim who say, he has to be otur, ki yatikas and Yishmeim, that's why the meaning is, when you put down the Talmud, so you put it over the forehead like this, like a tikkas yishmeil, so because according to many rishonim and gaining, the gavre is only mechuyev if he's misati completely, not over the shoulders, not just over the shoulders, over the goof and over the head, and and over the forehead, like a tikkas yishmeil. But if you put some beged without it, you can say a toskot. You don't put down a toskot over the head. So toskot. So then it's only inside the process of dealing with tas al kamfik susho. So then it's the chetz is chayav. Even the mandoma who says that bikufse it's poter because he doesn't have a chalishem olbush if it's bikufse. But the moment you put it down, then it acquires a chalishem olbush. So then it's chayim tzitzis, the chetzis chayim tzitzis. So the chetzis chayim tzitzis, since the chetzis chayim tzitzis, that's why Hashem is saying, you don't say misati tzitzis, only mishitzis, because the mitzvah consists, because the chetzis chayim tzitzis, so we say all tzitzis. Anyway, here, alright, we won't discuss the Raivet, we'll discuss the Raivet tomorrow, and then we'll proceed with the Gemara tomorrow, and we should be able to finish the whole Gemara up to the Mishnah in Cheshishim Shemot Yeroh. Okay. Two minutes late, Mr. Minkes.
Shir Yud Dalad in Psachim, Vadar Rosh Hashiva, Chav Cheshon Heitov Shem Mem Bokov, November 4th, 1985, Monday.
Because the Reibe sagt, he evolved, because the Rambam says, that by Lulev it depends. If he first picked up the Lulev, and then he says the Broche, so he says, oh. But if he says the Broche, and then he picks up the Lulev, then he says, Leib. Little as well. So, because the Reibe sagt, he will go in Shocha, בעטיפס ציציס, אוי בנוח הספירי, ובדירך בחילו, תשאיסקי ויבורך, ניבורך בעטיפס ציציס, בנוח הספיר, ואין כי שהמצפוס יכולים לפונות, אבל נתיר עשו כדמי שהביע ניפת ממנו כל הלין, וחילו מבורך על ביו חומץ, בין שבורך לעצמי, בין שבורך לאחרים, שמשגומה בליבי נעשיס מצפס ביו. So he says, according to the Rambam, so then, the same thing that he says in respect to Lulev should apply to other mitzvahs. In other words, if he didn't say the broche, before his maniach tion, before he makes the hiduk, so then, but he can still say it as long as the tion is on his hand. So he should say, so he should say, Allah nochas tion, and no one says that, no one does it that way. Then he came, shal mitzvosi klayim lipono, avon tilas lulev. כי מי שהביא ניחת ממנו כל היי, וכן הוא בורך על ביו חומץ, בין שבורך לעצמי, בין שבורך לאחרים, שמגומר בליבי, נאסס מצווס ביו. So, he says, only by Lulev, we say that he says only to us Lord, not little.
Basically, when the book says a construction, it means that you have to do the compass and a ruler. what they're drawn to. But they'll say, okay, draw me a line, say, 5 centimeters long. And you'll say, okay, but what they want you to do is take your compass off. Take your compass and measure off 5 centimeters. That's what makes it small. All right, we got a little. Okay, are you ready? Once you take your compass, you measure off and separate it from 5 centimeters. That's 50 millimeters.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Gird ourselves with strength and courage, and maintain kufnoti, and not to yawn, and not to belch, and not to be misyadas, and not to talk nonsense, wrong feeling, while we have the tefillah. But from the Raivet it appears that way, because the Raivet says, avol tilas lulev chivishi b'ye niftam menu kalayev. So the Raivet Shittim is that by showing mitzvahs, it doesn't make a difference whether he says the broche after he was yeitzei. He had a kill after he was mikayim mitzvah, or before he was mikayim mitzvah. So even if you will say the bracha after he put on tefillah, so he still has to say lo niachil. All right, but the question is, where did the Raivet see in the Rambam that the Rambam holds the same thing is true, what he says in connection with Lulev, so the same thing is true in connection with Tzitzis and Fil. Because of a Raivet, in a Lidboro bin Shochar Vatifas Tzitzis, Oy Vanochas Filin, Biloibirech Trilo, Kishiniskia Biyvorech Miborech Vatifas Tzitzis. The Allah no has still. Veineke. How does he know that the Tivor by Tzitzes and by Tvilon, if he didn't make the broche before he put on the palace, if he didn't say the broche before he put on the palace, so he has to say, Allah defas Tzitzes. Where does the Rambam say that? The Rambam only says it in respect to Lulev. Where do we see from the Roshna Rambam that the same thing is true? That the same thing is true even in connection with connection with other mitzvahs. The Rambam doesn't mention stealing on tzitzes. He says, not for a saulet, ni vorech on for a saulet. Shechim mishim, biya yotzim the chemose. Ado in birech kedim shim, ni vorech little left malishim isuke. Maybe the Rambam agrees with the Raivet that only by left, if he already was magia the lev, so he was already kind of you, and he's not mechuyev anymore, only mitzvah ki yumi, shnove mitzvah, ninua. So, some mele, he says, al, mashenkin by tefillin, well, even though he was mechuyev a mitzvah of tefillin, the first minute that he had it on his head and on his hand, but he's mechuyev to continue having it on his head and on his hand the whole day. So mele, he still has to say l'isafid b'tzitzis. And l'nechfil, where did he see in the Rambam that according to the Rambam there is a difference? Where did he see it? The Rambam doesn't say in regard to Akifas Tzitzis and in regard to Tfilin. He only says in regard to Lulev. In regard to Lulev. So apparently, the Raivet Shiti is, because the Rambam, in regard to Lulev, so he distinguishes between the case where he said the Broche before he picked up the Lulev, so then he says, little as Lulev. Or the case, and the case where he says the Broche after he picked up the Lulev, so he says, until as Lulev. According to the Raivet, he doesn't make any difference. So, according to the Raivet, so by Lulev, no matter when he says the Broche, he has to say until as Lulev. And by Adam it says, again it doesn't matter. No matter when he says the Broche, he still has to say the Satin Tzitzis and Maniach Tfilin. Now, why? Why does the Raivet hold that by Lulev, so it's always only to us left? So from the Raivet's Loshen it's mashma that there is an equation, an analogy between Lulev and Dikas Chometz. Avon etil as Lulev, kidmi sheiz bie nifter menu kol ayel, vichemu nivoyer al bio chometz, vein shebodach las nifer lachirin, shem goma bolibi nasis nises bio. So, the question is, what's the equation between Dikas Chometz and Lulev? By Dikas Chometz, so he always was mikayim already the mitzvah of bio. Because the moment he decides to be dating the Chometz, he already adopted a negative attitude towards the Chometz, that's Gittel. But by Lulev, he is able to say the Broche and then pick up the Lulev. Or he'll pick up the Lulev and the Esri can still keep on the table. And then he'll say the Broche. Or he'll keep in his hand the lip and the streak, and he'll turn it over the way we do it. But if you go over the tasteless in Sukkot upon the Tesamadalev, so you'll see that in tasteless there are two machines. One washing in tasteless says that the proper thing to be kind in mitzvahs lulev is by saying the Broche first. And then take the Lulev in his hands. This is the proper thing. And when the Gemara, but Gemara says in the Abbe and Nofakbe, so the Gemara is saying that this is roughly the case where he picked it up first and then he says the Broche. But the chatchila, the proper thing is to say the Broche before he picks up the Lulev. And then, But the other Lashon Tesvis is, the other Lashon Tesvis is, that before he picks up all the meaning, so then it's not a proper thing to say the bracha. Because as the Goyen, I mean as the Bach explains it, I think it's the Simon Chafei, the Bach explains it, the Simon Chafei Shukhroch Rechai, because the Alochi is Eidal as Yosan, the Lord Eidal Eiver, and that's Mashmah the Lashon of Tesis. In other words, you cannot say the Broche, let's say, Al Achilas Maso. So you see Al Achilas Maso, the matzah will be, let's say, not on your table, but it will be on a small table in the same room. And they will say, Hashem Shon Tzizor, it's about Al Achilas Maso. And then you'll pick up, you'll stand up, and you'll pick up the matzah, let's say, from the chair, and you'll eat it. That would be not evil as your son. That would be evil either. And chatchila, it has to be evil as your son. But it has to be in his hand, mizumen for the mitzvah. So that's why, guys, when we say our chila's matzah, so you hold the matzahs, and we say, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokim Melech HaOlam, Asher Kishon Mitzvah, Kibonu Achilas Matzah. So that's Eidal Asiyos. But if you don't hold it in your hands, then it's Eidal Eira. So the Chatchila has to be Mizumin Nisen. So whenever we are Mekayim Mitzvah with a certain object, the Mekayim Mitzvah with a certain object, then we have to hold in the hand the heft of the mitzvah. Because, and then say the bracha. Not to say the bracha achilas matzah, and then take the matzah in your hand. Then it's not a proper way to do it, because it's either leiver. Anyway, so melee, I think the core in Simon Hakein says that it's not a proper thing. I mean, most people do it that way, but according to the core, it's not a proper way to do it. In other words, according to the core, the proper way is to take all the Dalet Minim together with the Esrei and not invert the Esrei. They are upside down. Because that's not like taking it, if you. So then it's mizumen biyode for the mitzvah, and then say the bracha. Now, so in such case, it's already yotzebe, because he already has all the dalet minim in his hand. They are gedula. So in other words, you cannot even say the bracha first and then pick up. And then pick up the Esrich, because then it will be Eidal Eiver. Then it will be Eiver Leiver as yours. It has to be Mizumen in your hand. And even if you have it in your hand, but if you invert it, so it's like not having it in hand. What the veil is the fact that you have it in hand, it's upside down. So it's like the Esrich is on the table. The Esrich on the table. So the Goyen says that the proper way is to take the lulav and all the dalgim together with the esrei, and the esrei deragidule. So mele, so then it is eiver las yosam. Then it is eiver las yosam. If it is eiver las yosam, some mele, but media. Agbe, since he picked up all the dog meaning, and there are the two in the Meslik too, so Yotzebe, so Mele, the Nusach is always Salmi Kosmik. And this appears to be the Shitta of the Raivet, because the Raivet says, Avon Tirasule Kim Shit Bi Nifta Menu Kalaye, Vichinu Niborech Al Biyo Chomet, bring Shiburach Latzmei, bring Shiburach Lachirim, Shemigoma Belibe Nasis Mitzvahs Bio. So he equates Lulev with Bikas Chametz. Now, with Bikas Chametz, you cannot even visualize the situation where he was not becoming an aspect of the Mitzvah. Because the moment he decides to be baby, he already adopts negative attitude towards the Chometz. So in the middle, that in itself is bitter, so he was already becoming the Mitzvah, one aspect of the Mitzvah, of bitter. So not as Mrs. Bio. And he's already, he doesn't have any Mitzvah of Yubis anymore. Because the moment you are about him, the rise of the bitter Baal Mesagi. The Baal Mesagi. So the melee is always al biyochametz, and the same thing is true by itlas lued. By itlas lued, it's always he always was mikayim. He was always mikayim. He was always mikayim. But the question is. The question, and in case there's, there are two issues, Sukkot, I don't want to go over the whole Jesus, because that is a little complicated, too much time, but one test. So there are two issues in Jesus. One Russian test is that the Chachile, he should take the Borcha before he takes lesson. But the other Russian is not before he takes lesson. Because before he takes Esrei, so it's not Muzumim Yode. It has to be Muzumim Yode. It's in Yode. And it doesn't make any difference whether it's in another room or it's in the same room on the table. If it's not Muzumim Yode, it's not Muzumim Yode. And even if he takes it Muzumim, but it kicks it upside down, so it is just as if the Esrei is not Muzumim. So it's not Muzumim Yode, so then he saves the Eda. And this appears to be the shite of the Rebbe. So in other words, because the Rebbe says, "V'chenu mevoich al biyochametz." In other words, biyochametz in itlas lued. So it's always after it was mekayim. Always. Why always? Suppose he didn't pick up the essences yet. The answer is. That's not a proper way of doing it. So then it will be either way there. But there is one difficult. Teis says, in Sukkot says, that you can take the Esri, the Aribure also, and still it will be Igalasi also, in view of the fact that his intention is not to be kind of Mitzvah until after the Boche, because Baal Kochei, doesn't want to be kind of Mitzvah with this Nikile until after I say the Boche, so he cannot be kind of Mitzvah. So, why does the Rebbe say that by Nikile Sulev is just like Dikas Chometz? Because it's always Lachak Yume. Why it always Lachak Yume? By Dikas Chometz, it is always because we should come up believing Nasis Mitzvah's Bio. So there is bitter. But here, suppose he takes it, there are the everything, but he's mechav, not the yitz, and first the border. So for that, we have to go in a certain way. hört am Rinnung, nahe wie mal, sag ich. Die hört am Rinnung, gab die Ruhe, Schane, Hossam. Die Chiden, die Abwehr, noch ein Bein, je ich im Ring. Schane, die Ruhe, da bechaie, pliborre ich, bei ich im Unab, die Karte. Kedem, sie Abwehr, oi, so, johoffe, wie Leute, schaue, kida, ich losse, kide, ich im Vorre, ich, Ivo Asios, das von Washington D.C., das ist so viel davon. Der Vater denkt, der hat viele Jahre, zu sehen, die Brüche, weil der Esri-Klätze ist, die Stirn, just holds the Ruhe, da das in der Hose sie sehen, und der Esri ist Stirn, die in order that it should be Ivo Asios, Ivo Asios, and more says that this price of not our salary, so any of the first word is worthless in that case. But it doesn't mean that that's the proper way. The proper way. So he says, because of having been picked out, in other words, it wasn't written by David for himself, it was written by Talmud. Of the Ritual. So he says, the Samyon, because of Rabbi Yon, the Zal, the Nibun, Dim King Lomo, Bishmaitzenu, to the Kahn, the Borchen, the Al, and Shun Tribin, the Agbe, and Ofen Bay. But if the proper way is to say the Broche before it picks up the Lule, so then the Chachomim should be Misakein the way it's adapted to the proper way, not the way it's adapted to the improper way. I mean, that's strange. Aber vada nire, she das a Talmud, she mro lastish. So apparently, it appears from that Gemara that the proper way is to say the broche dafke after he picked it up. And he picked it up after he picked it up, there are glory, not he picked it up upside down. That's not like, it's not picking up upside down. The father never should ask the Talmud, and all asses came. Vatam, kibeidi, so why? What does it mean? But suppose, so in that case, the proper way is to say the broche after he picked it up in the proper way. Because if he says the broche before he picks up this, or before he kicks it in the right position, then it's even there. That's not the proper way. And the body in Yerushalayim does a Talmud, Shinro asks him, Vatam, Kibei de Mikalke shall in Slavish be mitzvah, the inimika yoke should bola sensei. There should be a certain question. I don't know if you've done it that way. So, Umikan Lamadnu, Litpilum, the Titzes, the Hayetiden, shall Yvore Hachi Yitlenu Yode. I mean, that case says, in Sukkot HaFanites also says, when do we say the Broch Lamiach film? While the film shall Yad is still in the film bed, we don't say it. First, you put it down on the Kibayas. Then, before Yom Ha'adiket, so you say Lamech Kiyom, and then Yom Ha'adiket. Why didn't you say it? Why it's still in the bag? Before you put on the Kibayas? The answer is, if you say it while it's still in the bag, then it will not be Eva Asiyasa. Then it will be Eva De'Ibea. It has to be Yizuna Yode. And even if you keep it in his hand, not in the bag. So it will still be Eva De'Ibea. Only when it's already under the bears, in the position where he has to be, and before he is mihadik, then it's Eva Asiyos. But while he has it in his hand, in his fist, it's Eva De'Eva. So the same thing is true here. If you say it while the Esrik is still on the table, so then it's Eva De'Eva. You see, I mean, so the Amun of Hashem went to Hashem. That's not the universal practice. Today is that they take your life with the gas in the harvest and then last week he's on the table or somebody else holds it for him and he says the bracha, then he thinks that's or he thinks last week he inverts it, and then after the bracha he turns it over the right way. The right way, that's the universal practice, but that's not the proper way according to my vision on promotion basis. You see, that's the Hikra Shikha, and that's the Shikha of the core. Also, you see, I mean, it's not here. You think, I mean, somebody who sees it that way, so probably Musa will recommend you. But it has a basis. I'm not saying what is the proper way. But the Avishim to say the proper way is to say the Brocha after you take it. Because it has to, otherwise it's not Muzum Yisem. When we come to Madhu and Fium, it says, V'chayin Zibel, Shal Yivorech, Hachim Tren of Yorech. V'gam v'hafichin Yor Yivorech. Even if you take it in your hand, but you turn it over upside down, it's not a proper way. Shemire ki yeitzi shaliki da arose, hilkach misagadu imar maliki da brocha. So the only way is to say the brocha after he has all the dalet mun. So he's already yeitzi, and that seems to be the shite of the Raivet also. And that's why the Rambam, the Raivet is masika the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, he told the Kevin by the way, if he says the brocha, after he took it, not only it says a choice, that two ways of doing it. So he's highly connected. You can't be suddenly marble here, boy. Uli Ticho, who will be sacrum be all? You're in the last year, son, shall I die? Albert question is. So then, it's not in the last year, son, altogether. See, if you'll say the bohead while he's still on the table, then it's Eva Deva. All right? Eva Deva is no good, but Eva Deva is no good to have children, the other. It's all right, I mean, in the wrong room, you mean it. That, I mean, the Eva Deva is all right. The Rambam is still can be also Ruha in respect to Lachas Yosam Amish. So how were the Chachomim Misaki now? Because he always was already Mikhail Mitzvah, so then it's Achas Yosam Legamre. So he says, no, inasmuch as the Mitzvah Yunis of Ruha is still lacking, so maybe it's still Eveya Las Yosam. And the same thing is true of Biochomes also. True, he was Mikhaim, the Ikachiv, the Reise, the Gitter Baumesan. But there is a Mitzvah Giyunis of burning it after he was Mivate. So there is still a Mitzvah Giyunis of burning it and of being baited. So really, it's Ilasi also. Oh, Sharedayim Mitzvahs Nua, the Rabbonon Kaine. The Shiyure Mitzvah. Now, from the Bitfritz Mashma, that Nimuyim is a Mitzvah in Yubis Mirava. We couldn't say that the Pshat in the Mitzvah is, it's only Mitzvah in Yubis Mirava. It's Mashma that Nimuyim is a Mitzvah in Yubis Mirava. I mentioned it last week, I think. I mentioned it. The Rai is that the Shio of Lulav is Dalet Vochim. Three Vochim is the Shio for the Hodes and the Arabes. And then it has to be one Tefach over and above the height of the Hodes and the Arabes in order that it should be able to move Muli. So we see that it's in the rights otherwise, because the Shio of Dalet Vochim is a Shio of the rights, not in the world. So when he says, the Shio of Mitzvah, you are the Rabbonon, it means Kizilutia Iulis, and a moment to make him rise. Kizilutia Iulis, but then after a point to make him, you just make it young, kind of him. But in the Rabbon, there is still a hill. The Epsher, the Levi, the Sova, Mitzvahs, and Tzvahs, Kavane, what is? Notice there's a Machlekes in the Lord, Shono, Sochim, Estuedra, in the Eren, Estuedra, Mitzvahs, Tzvahs, Kavane, or Mitzvahs, and Tzvahs, Kavane. As a matter of fact, there's a Machlekes, the Shemi, how we pass. Most of the Shemi the Shochan in Lucas Brochus mentions today is whether Mitzvah is Sefer Kavane or Mitzvah is Intzvah. But most of the
Okay,
But the Litvin Yahweh apparently agree with his Rama that either as your son is Nakitin David. Now, if let's say you go to Mishkan, so he says, it's okay. Now, if the better practice is, and there's the better practice, is of what is, to make the bracha don't quite yet make it in Shul Dabke before Halal and Mubayat. I don't know if Chassidim are makbid on that. Chassidim means it's important to make the bracha. There are some Chassidim who think the most important thing is to make the bracha work in the Shul. That's more important than anything else. That's even more important than illness. It's nothing wrong. But making bracha because witness, okay, that is most important. And some Hasidim, so they think that, I don't know where they got it, I don't know where that's from, I don't know, that you shouldn't make a bracha before you down. After you down, after Chazaras HaShatz, just when you are ready to say Hallel, then you take the lid and the esrik, and then you make the bracha yayis. And then you say Hallel. You do it first. So he says, no, it will be bracha batol. Why? Because the question is, very long history. The question is, how can we be yayitzei how can we say the bracha after we pick up the lev? To say the bracha before we pick up the lev, so it's even eva, so that's good. So, in order that it should be eva, not in the lev, so you have to take the dalet min first, in the proper position, and then say the bracha. So, you already had a mitzvah. So it's lachas. It's not lachas. Because the shiurim mitzvah is direct. The kiyum of minua, the hidul mitzvah, is still lacking. So melech, it's not lachas. But how is a chayach to be mikayim, a hidul mitzvah, after you finish being Mikayim the Yikam? So, if, let's say, you take the Dalet Min and you're not misalik it from the hand, and you keep it, and then you make Nimish as Halal, it's okay. So that is okay. So in other words, so you're Mikayim, when you took it in your hand, you're Mikayim Yikam. Then when you make the green Mishas Halel, you're Mikayim Yikam. But if, let's say, you took it in your hand, and you went to shul, and then before you enter the shul, so you decided your hands are busy, you have to open the door of the shul, how can you? The pitten might fall off if you keep the esri in your hand and you open the door of the shul. So you go with your friend, so you say, take my word, I have to open the door. So then you say, you'll take it again, and you say, Shom Tzeis HaBitzibonon, because what will be for the Matole? It's like, ask yourself, why Shom is like it? It's not chayach to say, a hidu mitzvah, after you are the kindly comes. But if you didn't misallocate it in your hand, so then it's what I say. So it's considered as if you hadn't as yet fulfilled the Ikar mitzvah, inasmuch as the Hidal mitzvah is still lacking. But if you already misallocated, you gave it to your friend, to your son, and then you took it again from him, and you made an annoying with that, So how can you say Borei? So it's like Rashi also. Shor Mitzvah is not Chayak. Shor Mitzvah. After the Gemara Mitzvah, Gemara Mitzvah. But if you're not misallocated, then it's continued. It's considered as one mindset. There's one mindset. But if you are misallocated, you give it away, you put it on the table for it. And then you pick it up again, then it's already another mindset. So it's not Chayak. Where do you find this concept? This concept is always full exchange. Although in the piece of comic it mentions the result, but I am not applying what Kabbalah says, what the result in full exchange says. Now, the halacha is the tzitzin and the acting of something. The male is now a child, and there are certain things that have to be cut off. And if you don't cut it off, let's say, so you're not kind of something, that's called tzitzin amakim the samurai, which is more in Shabbos, like So, if, let's say, Sirikas Yomim, the male, was cut off the hallway of the baby, but he still did not do the trimming. Certain pieces that he didn't cut off yet. And so if he wasn't misawed in case your day, he was still holding the zenal shamila in his hand, while he was engaged in the course of the cutting of the door. So he can still. So if he still didn't do the trimmings that are indispensable for his soul, so even if he put away the Zemel, he has to take the Zemel and finish up the Techtechazole, because it's not in the, but if it is the kind of trimmings that is not marked in the Zemel, but is the proper way it's given. So, as long as he didn't put away the zemel shomile, the sakin shomile, so then he's allowed to do it. He's allowed to do it. But after, he's allowed to do it on Shabbos. And after he was selling the zemel shomile, and the remembrance of all of there, a few trimmings, and all that I didn't even cut off. So it's not allowed to take the Zemel Shomile. It's a loch. After all, it's not market. It's only evil. So it's not there. So there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Torah. The Torah says that when Gemara says, Tzitzin Shemachim is here, so in a chizah v'chaitchon, that's only when Shabbos. So it involves Meloche, but Mila Bishman is the Cheshabes. So, Tzitzin Chimakim is a Mila which only involves a Hebrew. So it's not Chayah to say the Cheshabes. But it wasn't Misaulik. The Zemel, so it's one mindset, so Mele, he can keep on cutting off the Ole even for the purpose of fulfilling the Hebrew. That is not indispensable to the kids. So what if it was misaled this girl? Let's say you misaled this girl, and it's already an hour after he finished cutting the door. And by himself, there are a few treatments I didn't do. So, in a proper way, he takes the example again and finish up the treatment. And finish up the training. That's the Toshi. But the Rambam is that even Bechayel is not Mechuye to do it. To do it. There is no necessity and there is no purpose in doing it. I mean, Bechayel, what kind of Nisa could there be? And what kind of Nisa could there be? Except maybe since there is no purpose, so maybe there will be a Nisa Chavoleh. But the Torah says that it is the chayzer, that the chayl is chayzer. There is no isachavon. Why? Because what kind of a chavon is it? There is a hidden mitzvah, so there is no isachavon. And the Rambam says that in the chayl there is no purpose. Now, if there is no purpose, so he should still be allowed to do it. So then we could say, since there is no purpose, so it will be either an Isachavon and a Tinnik. Why just hurt the Tinnik if he would not be any Kinnik? So this Haliti, Chilek Shein, explains the Machalik of the Rambam of the Torah, that the Nabor Tzitzin Shein, Akim, Samir, is the Hidom. There are certain things that are Kinnik. Let's say, Rabel applies it to Hanukkah. Hanukkah is made for light. Then the Hidom mitzvah, the Macy, the night, everyone, every member of the household, the mother, that's all we do. So, when can there be a king of the Hidom mitzvah? If the Hidom is fulfilled together with the Hikam. But the moment is Silikas Yodol. So the Ikam Mitzvah was already fulfilled. And then, if he's going to take the Zemah again and finish up the cleanings of the Olam, so then it will be a Hidu Mitzvah by itself, not attached to the Ikam Mitzvah. There is no such thing as a Hidu Mitzvah after the Ikam Mitzvah was already fulfilled. That's the sheet of the Rambam. Apparently, the sheet of the Tzfor is lying in the sheet of all, is lying in the sheet of the Rambam, not in the sheet of the Rambam. That's why he says it will be the Rambam. So, if he's not misaligned, there's slip from his hand, even though he was already in kind, he comes there, but there is still a hidden mitzvah, some melee. It's still considered Hidolasi also, because it's prior to the kiyum of the Hidolasi. But if he's misalik amizem, then takes it again. So it will be just for the purpose of fulfilling the Hidol mitzvah detached from the Hidolasi. Because it's not a mitzvah. There is no, so you won't have any kiyum. So you won't have any kiyum. Oh, so he says like this. Be'echel yumai yisoba. Be'echel yumai yisoba. Mitzvah is in Tzvah Kabbalah. What is? Shall I kiyach b'lobe yikil olechas in this process? Inle lisao ki yode yuit milachem. Oy la nihe di shmoke a ki bobe di shilki yode u khoyotso da grosi li kamna di natira ki shkhiza ve neitle di boykh min so shi a bokh bo a mis khatiro kla el a lua shi ne di el shi yove mitse di dre de neilo mi zogi mise it's mashma from this ritual it's mashma the doing which is howling or doing in general is not in the Yubis altogether. Not in the Rabbon. It's only in his opinions. Because if it had been a Mitzvah Yubis in the Rabbon, so then it wouldn't be considered Sivar as Yosef at all. And it wouldn't be considered Lachar as Yosef, because it's still evil as Yosef to the Sivar Mitzvah. So, in other words, a Hidom mitzvah, it's a mitzvah yomis, cannot be fulfilled by itself when it's not attached to the kiyum of the Ikar mitzvah. But a mitzvah yomis certainly can be fulfilled by itself. He wasn't the kind of mitzvah. So it's much more from the info that it's only a yomis, it's only a mitzvah yomis. But it's a Ela השני הראשון ניצ מלבריהם ואינו אילו מזורים בזה. But people are not aware of זה, that when they take the Esrik and glue it to Shul, they should not remove it even for one moment until after they make the Yimim Halam. The same thing with Pishapil and Ibrahimim, but the question is, since we passed Brutus in Tres Kabonis, who was already 18, it's the same thing with Pishapil and Ibrahimim and Brutus in Tres Kabonis, what is? That's this chicken. Hanimile Beise Bistam, that's also the thesis that one of Tess is showing. Hanimile Beise Bistam, our Schabi Shalom Lotzeis, in the 18. But if he is the Schabi Shalom Lotzeis, then he is not 18. The Vadai Shezah Adin Tzor Dike, the Shom is assessing, El Shechim Kasum Tess. He says, that has to be considered. In other words, maybe Tess is right. And say, it says that even if we say mitzvahs kavaneh, so it's all right to take the esrik and the lulav in his hand, the right position, and then say the barakah, because his intention is not to fulfill the mitzvah of mitzvahs lulav until after he finishes saying the barakah. What Mrs. Havane means stop. He's in kind of means without Kamane. But if he's in Havane, Shalom, what is? Until after he says the Boche, Balkoche, one cannot be in kind of means. So he says, Elishchim Kosum Jesus. So the Ritva says, the taste of Shita is reasonable. In certain in regard to Abdul, in regard to Abdul, the healing the brain, the mitzvah, and asses of the Achel. He gained Abdul, the Chayetzbe, she initiated Balkor, who the Pichor same thing we have to a lot of the basic, the Apple Pishe Shoma of the Sakneses, the Apple, Pishe Insoy, who eats the Achel, the basic. Mishikosu b'beisim, mishim rashi, v'chein da'asarav r'b'yenezav, u'mikomo keim rolu yoyen mitzvah, lochish l'inyen shom, atkan. So in other words, the Ritva says, what Teisve says, that even if we say mitzvah in Tzviras Kavoneh, but, if he's mischavit shalim rotzis, until after he recited the Boche, then he certainly can't eat it, because how can he eat the Boche? So he says, that's Mistabra in connection with Abdullah. Because Abdullah is so, you have to be meet the others with Abdullah. So then we say, in other words, if somebody in Shul, but they see the Gabbai in Shul makes a makes a door. And someone in Shul hears that door, and then he comes home, he has to make his wife. So what should he do? Then it's Mustafa. He can say that door again to make his wife, and even if he doesn't have to be made his wife, just to be made himself. Because when he heard Abdullah by the Gabbai Shul, his intention was not to be eating that Abdullah. Because he intended to see Abdullah himself, whether he has a wife to be eating or not. So really, he cannot be eating Abdullah. So over there, he didn't make the Abdullah himself. So really, he has Kavone not to be eating on the basis of Shemaya Keine. Balkoche, if he's mischavim, Shalom Lotzeis, he's not eating. But when he does the Maisa Mitzvah himself, if we say Mitzvah in Tzidkas Kavaneh, so if he's mechavim b'peirush, Shalom Lotzeis, he's still eating. He's still eating. I mean, most for shame, but we believe that. And Rabbi Yehine sent the Feirash, that even when somebody does the mitzvah himself, not who should be a Yehine, but if he's mishaving shalom lotzeis, he's not Yehine. Even according to Mandoma, the mitzvah is interest. So he says, one should be Zoya. One should be Zoya when it goes to Shul, so, and he still didn't say the broche, and the Esrik, not to give it away the Esrik to another person and then to take it back, because then the broche might be broche vatol. Because it has to be evil as your son, and true that the Shiori mitzvah, the Hido mitzvah, you haven't become yet, but Hido mitzvah, in a separate mindset, detached from the Ika mitzvah, has no sense, has no purpose. So, in other words, the Litva Shita is the cause of the Shita Brahma. Now, if you have the Bishalayim, so you look it up in the second film. I don't remember what it's like. But the second film is when. But for the lower nations, the Bishalayim.
Omar,
In other words, there is Yalfuse, that the Torah of Dike has to be Leaner. Leaner. Mitzio, Mitzio, Xivo, Heshirashon, Mitzio, 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 Xivo, Son, Baikotia, Dinyomin, Baikapis, Bikotrihel, Mitzio, Baikinzo. So it's mentioned by Chapesh and then by Yimzo. So that indicates that in order to find something, you have to make a Torah search. Otherwise, you can't find the light. Sometimes, you know, you can find without making a Torah search, a superficial search, but in say, well, I ask. Powerful, powerful of the concept. Will your gato in the social instance? You know, without it here, you don't find. You don't find. It's not only the Torah. You have to find the comments. You have to work hard and make the Torah search. So then, we learn now the Tzion. I think that this Yalfuse is not the regular Yalfuse. Thank you.